Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. Good morning, and come on in. Yes, yes, yes. Come on in. Come on in. Just waiting for some more folks to hop on here. How's everybody on this great morning? How's everybody on this great morning? Amen and amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm, like, loving this hat right now, guys. I'm in, like, hat season right now. Good morning, everybody. Good morning for those who have dialed in on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you on this great morning. Yes, yes, and yes. So come on in, guys. Talking about Rahab on today, when deliverance is at your front door. How about that? When deliverance is at your front door. And yes, when deliverance is at your front door, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for moving and shaking, God, and for always being in the midst. I love you. It's in Jesus' most precious name I do pray. Amen and amen. So on this morning, we're going to be coming before you with our scripture text this morning. I'm coming from Joshua chapter 2. I am, like, so in awe with this word on today. Just being at a place where, good morning, Mom, how are you? Being in a place where, I wonder how come I couldn't see you on the other screen when it came, when the comments came through, it's coming through. Good morning, Mom. Yeah, being at a place where you're like, oh, my gosh, Lord, like, is it even happening for me? Will it ever happen for me? Oh, yes, it will happen for you. Amen. You just got to keep trusting and believing that it will happen. And guess what? It shall come to pass. Amen. So just be in a place where you're asking God for deliverance. You believe in God for deliverance. You want deliverance. But when it falls at your doorstep, when it falls at your doorstep, let us pray. Father, we thank you. We just going to continue to bless your name, God. We just going to continue to lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for moving and shifting and shaking things up, God. We love you, Father, and we adore you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Waiting for some more folks to come on. They must already have started their summer vacation. I want to say happy birthday to my Aunt Star. I had a wonderful birthday on yesterday, and I bless God for her and her tenacity and her zeal, because she is all of that, you guys. I just love this woman so much. Thank you for those who have dialed in the Blog Talk Radio, who's listening to the replay. I bless God for you. Yes, yes, yes. So on this morning, talking about when deliverance is at your door, and I'm going to read the portion of scripture here. Amen. Good morning, Sister Idella. How are you? Yes, so I'm going to read our portion of scripture, when deliverance falls at your door. Amen. So I'm going to read the word of God. I'm going to start with the 18th verse. So this is Joshua chapter 2, verse 18. And the word of the Lord reads, behold, when we came into the land, thou shalt bind the line, the scarlet thread in the window,
which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house, woo, hallelujah, household, home unto thee. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let me get into verse 19 in a minute. But on this portion of scripture here, dealing with the Lord and just being so great. And this is the story of Rahab, how Rahab lived in the city of Jericho. But when God said this, that land belongs to you, he really means that. That land belongs to you. And Rahab was she already knew the works that God did because how he divided the Red Sea. But she was at a place where she was a prostitute. She was at a place where God used her. And on top of that, she was like, look, I'm getting ready to be delivered. I'm getting ready to get out of this situation, like right here. So when deliverance comes to your door, whatever it may be, you may not have to be a prostitute, but you may just be suffering with depression or mental illness, or you may be going through a bad relationship. Don't have to be a man and a woman, but just relationship with your children or with your coworkers or with your friends, people in the community. You think everybody's against you. I mean, you just going through it, all some toxicity. But what I'm saying is that for her, she was a prostitute. And how God used her. That's why I always say it doesn't matter what you have done and where you have been. When God cleans you up, he will clean you up, and he will use the least people that you would even expect. And that's another thing, how we, you know, missing our blessings because we overlook those things. We overlook people. We overlook places and situations when God is using that place right there, where he's using that place right there to bring deliverance to you. And sure enough, when deliverance came knocking at Rahab's door, she said, I ain't crazy. She said, when these two spies, Joshua sent these, Moses have gone on the glory at this time. So when these two spies came in, Rahab was a Canaanite, but she lived in the city of Jericho. But how God used this woman. And it's crazy because when you read the whole chapter of Joshua chapter 2, it's the whole book of Joshua I just love. But the thing about it is that sometimes we'd be so fearful of going into the electric company, going into the gas company, going to the mortgage company, or even calling because we are so afraid of what they may say. Or even some giants that we have to slay and knock down, and we go before those giants, we are afraid to go before them because it's like, oh, my gosh, God, can I actually win this? God will fight your battles for you. And that's the problem. We try to fight it. You can't fight it. That's what Zechariah told Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by God's spirit, saith the Lord. So sometimes we think that when we go into a situation, it's us that have to fight it. No, it's God that's going to fight that battle for you. So that's when we have to take a seat, and that's when we have to sit down and let God be God. Let God be God and who he is. Amen? So so Rahab, when these spies came into the city, she hid these spies up on the rooftop. And she said, you know, look, she said, we are afraid of you. We already heard what your God did, what God did when he parted the Red Sea. We already heard everything about the God that you serve. And she says, if I hide you, will you save me and my household? They said, yes, we will save you and your household. We will save you and your household if you hide us. And she protected them. And when the men came in, from her city, came in and they said, hey, you know, where are these men? But look how God already set it up. He already set up deliverance. He already set up that land is going to be yours, that house is going to be yours. You're going to get your mind back. Your mindset is going to change. That mental illness that you're going through, God is going to turn that thing around. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's going to turn that situation around. Glory be to God. But you have to be willing and obedient, and you have to do your part. See, Rahab, even though deliverance showed up in her door, she did her part. Well, her obedience was every time when we come back here to take this land over, the one where you're at, we want you to put a thread hanging outside the window so we'll be able to identify. And our men who's coming say, don't even go right past them. bypass them because we're going to save them. Amen. And they kept their word. And guess what? She kept her word that she wouldn't say anything. See, it just wasn't about Rahab being delivered from being a prostitute. No, it was about her obedience to the Lord. It was about her deliverance too, but she had to play her part. And sometimes we sit there and say, oh, God, deliver us. Oh, God, let me wake up with a better attitude, Father. Let me stop being so mean to everybody. That's another thing. We're just so mean. God, help us. Help me. But when you get up with the same mindset. You still yell and scream to everybody in the house. You still have a bad attitude every time you go out to the store. But what part do you play in that when you want God to deliver you from some things? Do you open up your mouth and say, let me fix this? Because what I'm doing is that I'm spoiling other people in terms of their day, spoiling their day, spoiling everything they got up to be so happy about. And here I come being so mean, you know. So you have to take a look at those things when you become so mean and everybody else is like, why are they like that? So you have to take your part. Rahab took her part in that situation. Rahab did that thing. Do you hear me? She said, I'm doing something different today. I'm doing something funny. Was she showed up. But when she just didn't show up, she came with the mindset of, you know what, this I'm going to be delivered. This circle that I used to be a part of is not going to be no more. I'm going to serve their God. I'm going to turn my whole life around. And on top of that, look how she turned her faith around to believe God. She may have been a prostitute, but guess what? She's in the Bible as a hero. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo, God, when I tell you, he will turn your situation around. He will turn your life around when you trust, when you believe, when you know that God got your back. God has your back. Let me tell you, I don't want nobody to have my back but God. Hallelujah. And happy Mother's Day to everyone. I know Mother's Day is all year round, but happy Mother's Day to everyone. My mama's here on the line. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. So what I'm telling you is that when Rahab showed up, she just didn't show up. No, she came with a made-up mind. When they came through that city, getting ready to conquer the city where she lived in, she said, no, I'm turning my life around. Will you save me and my household if you, if I hide thee? And guess what? She hit him. She, and then her, the wall was embedded, was built into her home, so it was easy for them to climb up, and they was able to hide. When I tell you, God will work out every situation when you least expect him. You don't even know how God set up some stuff for you. Now, years ago, Joshua and Caleb and some other men, spies, went out to sort out the land, and when they got there, they start looking like, what? Because Moses sent them out. They're looking like, we can't take this land. There's giants. The fruit is big. Every big about them. And Joshua and Caleb is looking like, well, what you talking about? The same guy who divided the Red Sea, the same God who fed us manna when we was in the wilderness, the same God, you think that he can't provide? And if he said go, go. And if he said do, do. I'm preaching to myself. If he say go, go, and if he say do, do, and you're not going to do it, don't you know he's been providing everything else for you? And I know it's a scary thing stepping out when God tell you to do something because it's unfamiliar. You can't see it, but you just have to do it. Whew, glory be to God. But in the midst of just doing it and stepping out, you know, and doing what God has called you to do, sometimes that could be a scary thing because you don't know. You don't know when God is telling you to do something. Is it going to be okay, God? You got to trust God. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So in the midst of all of that, years ago when they sent them out, the spies out, they came back, gave a report to Moses. And Moses was like, well, you couldn't slay that lamb? They looking like, no. But Joshua and Caleb said, oh, yes. They ain't nothing. We seen giants, but we know what our God can do. Let's go take that land. But look how years later they didn't do it. But the same thing came back to them again. And that's some of us right here that's listening on this broadcast. When God has called you to do something, and it seemed like it'll go away for a little while, and then it'll come back again. And then it go away, then it come back again. And then sometimes our fear gets all mixed up into that because is with our age play a factor, which it doesn't play a factor, but we believe it does. Our mindset, our resources, we don't have the ability to do it. We feel inadequate. But God know all about that. He know how you feel. He wouldn't send you out there. He wouldn't tell you to do it if he felt that all these here things that you think they're going on with you, you're not able to pull it off. You're not able to do it. So if God say do it, I don't care what the age. I don't care what your age, if that's a problem. I don't care how you think your mindset. Just do it. Do what God called you to do. And it doesn't matter if somebody else is doing it. If God called you to do it, do it. Hallelujah. So don't get so caught up in your own way. Get out of your own way. And that's what happened. But Joshua and Caleb was at a place where I don't care what they say. I know what God said, and I know what's going to be done. Amen. So you have to think about those things. You have to think on those things when God called you to do something. But look how God is so precious, because years later, they went back at that thing again. And when they went back at that thing again, guess what? They was able to conquer the land. But see, God got to get rid of some folk that's around in your circle who think that what you can't do. Like, and sometimes even when it comes down to a bad attitude, some folk will sit back and say, well, they always going to have a bad attitude. The devil is a liar. No, you're not always going to have a bad attitude, because you have the power to control that when you wake up in the morning. Don't allow stuff to frustrate you. And I know how this world is at this time, but don't allow those things that you see to make you feel different than how you feel about yourself, or how make you feel different about how you feel or see God. Hallelujah. Turn your mindset around and see goodness, because there's still good things happening in this world. There's still good people in this world. So you have to fix your mindset. You have to fix that. See, Rahab may have wanted to live in, but she put the work in. And what she put them, when she put her work in, her work was, when they come here, I'm going to be ready to rock and roll. I'm sick of living this way. I want to live a better way. I want to serve a God who will love me, who will keep me, who will cherish me, who will pump me up to make me feel like I'm beautiful. Any insecurities I may have, I won't have anymore, because I'm trusting in God for deliverance. Hallelujah. But look at that situation, how it came back again. It came back again to them. Why it came back again? Because it's something that God said that he wanted to be done. And when, let me tell you, it doesn't matter how long it takes, you're going to get the job done. Amen. Amen. You're going to get it done. Amen and amen. I'm going to try to read some of y'all comments. If y'all have any comments, No comments. You're going to get it done when I tell you. So it don't matter if you're kicking and screaming about it. It's going to be done. Amen. So I just wanted to give y'all a word of encouragement on today. When deliverance is at your doorstep, whatever it is that you feel that you need the deliverance from, allow God to deliver you. And, you know, sometimes we feel like we missed the mark. We feel like we messed up. Or, God, I don't know what happened, but God gave this to me years ago, and look how much time it went by. Here's a whole nother year. It doesn't matter whether a whole nother year has come or not. Do that thing. Whatever God put in your heart, just as much as him to do, you go back at that thing and you do it. Hallelujah. Don't care what nobody say, what they think. And sometimes he feels that we may not have the time, but I have learned when you take about 5 minutes or 10 minutes of your day, even when you in the bathroom and, you know, that quiet time when ain't nobody going to knock on the door of you in the bathroom, jot that stuff down in the journal. Believe God for that thing. It ain't over till God says that it's over. But sometimes we're so afraid of going at that thing because if we go at it, Father, what's going to happen to us? If we go at that thing, people are going to laugh. I let them laugh because God is getting his glory. Rahab at that time, they may have called her prostitute and called her all kinds of things out of her name, because called her all so many things. I could just imagine being a prostitute and how people looked at her every time she walked past them. But what she did was she wanted deliverance. So when deliverance came to her door, what did she do? She shut everything down. She hid despise because she was ready to serve a God who would love her, a God who would embrace her, a God who would make sure that she was okay, a God who would wrap his arms around her when she didn't need nobody else to be laying in the bed with her because the comfort that God will give. So she was ready for deliverance. So when deliverance show up at your door, you got to do your part when deliverance show up at your door. When deliverance show up, you got to be there where you say, you know what, Lord, I'm here. You know what, Lord, I'm ready. You know what, Lord, it's my time. So don't allow people to degrade you or make you feel like you're less than who you are. Rahab could have thought that, but Rahab said, I know the God that you serve. We afraid over here. Coming here, we afraid of you. Jesus, hallelujah, because sometimes we feel like that thing that God told us to conquer, we are afraid of that, but how about it's afraid of you? Glory be to God. So you got to know that when you walk up into that room, whatever situation, place, or thing that you may be dealing with, God done already worked it out. He done already did it. He done already broke the chain. He done already sent deliverance to your door. But you got to be ready. So when he sends it, you got to come and turn yourself around. And that's what Rahab did. When deliverance came knocking at her door, that was her opportunity to start serving God, a God that she knew about but she didn't serve. But now it's my time to serve him. Yes, will you save me and my family? And God did just that. He saved her whole household. Why? Because her obedience. Why? Because she helped the spies out. But see, those spies that came into the land, when God knows everything. Before you even walk out your door, he know before you go to that business meeting. He know before you get to the job. He knows before you get to an electric company, the gas company, the mortgage company. He knows everything about it. Before you go before that situation or before you go before that person that treated you so bad, he knows all about everything. You just got to go and God will show up. If you show up, God then already showed up before you even got there. So whatever God has placed in your heart to do on today, just do it because God is with you. He is for you. I don't care if 10,000 people are doing the same thing that you're doing. Guess what? Do it. If God called you to do it, do it. Hallelujah. Do it. Woo, glory, because you always added something more unique. Why? Because you are unique. Every individual person on this earth is unique, and everybody does stuff in a different way. And you can give something different than somebody else can give. Hallelujah. And that's not a boost better than no. God just has different gifts and talents on the inside of you. You can go back at that thing that God called you to do, and that's what I was saying about 5 minutes ago, about when God gives you something, a task to do, and you may not do it right then, but then it starts stirring back up into you again for you to go back at that thing. Go back at that thing. God has the resources. He has everything that you need. So stop looking at it, Lord, you gave me this 2 years ago, 4 years ago, a year ago, 6 months, and I didn't do nothing with it yet. Go back at that thing and allow God to do what he said that he was going to do. You just have to do your part. You just got to step out there. You just got to go. Good morning, Evangelist Lee. Good morning, Sandy. You just have to go, and you have to do it. Good morning to those who dialed in. Good morning to those who listen to the replay, those who are going to come in, listen, going on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. But what I'm saying to you on today, step out and do that thing that God has called you to do. Good morning, Sister Dominique. Go and do that thing that God has called you to do. And stop being so afraid of that thing. Even if you take 10 minutes of your day to go at that thing and do it. Even if you took a 30 minutes of the day to go back at that thing and do it. Do it in your quiet time when you're in the bathtub or you taking a shower or you in the bathroom, whatever you're doing in there. Take some time for yourself and work on that thing about 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm telling you, each time you will find more time to go back at that thing. And God will just start adding up some time for you. So stop beating yourself up, what you didn't do last year, what you didn't do last month, what you didn't do a year ago. Go back at that thing and do what God has called you to do. That's what Rahab did. Ooh, glory be to God. I'm coming from from Joshua chapter 2, talking about Rahab. Even though she may have been a prostitute, but look how God used her. Look how God used her for his glory. And look how she turned her life around. Because, see, when deliverance is at your door, what are you going to do with that? When deliverance came knocking at Rahab's door, she turned her whole life around. She said, you know what? I'm going to serve your God. Oh, yes, I am. If you save me in my house, oh, I will serve you. Yeah, let me tell you something. When every time deliverance come our way, we want God to complete do the whole thing for us. No, You got to do your part in that deliverance. You got to do your part. Your part is fixing your mind to be delivered. Fixing your mindset has to whole. Everything has to change. But see, what Jesus, glory be to God, what changed about Rahab was that her whole circle had to change. Her whole everything was that she was familiar with had to change. See, it just wasn't because deliverance came knocking at her door, and it did, but she had to change everything, and she had to be willing to change her culture, willing to change the way she lived, willing to change her surroundings. And those folk who I grew up with, I love them, but God has shifted me in another way. That doesn't mean when I see them again, I won't speak to them, maybe occasionally have lunch with them, but being in my circle, things have changed for me. And you have to get to a place where everything changed about you. Your circle got to change. Your mindset got to change. And sometimes we feel as though, oh, my God, I've been rocking and rolling with this person for 30 years. It doesn't mean that you won't ever be friends again. It won't mean that you won't ever have lunch and dinner with. But things have shifted in your life where you have to go in a different direction. But are you still their friend? Yes. And I think that's where we get mixed up in life, because you feel like if I shift God, that means I'm going to stop talking to them. No. No, you're not. We can still talk to them. It may not be as much as you used to, like every day or every other day. It may start being once every 6 months. But guess what? When they are your friends, they are your friends. And they're not going to get all puffed up and mad about it if you miss a day or if you didn't talk to them for 6 months. And it's crazy because, Sandy, we've been friends on here for so long. And guess what? If it's once every 6 months we talk to each other, we pick up where we left, because that's true friendship. It's not about you didn't call me last night, you didn't call me yesterday. No, your friend is your friend. But sometimes in life, your path go in a different way. But are you still friends? Absolutely. But see, Rahab knew that the life that she lived, she couldn't continue to live that no more. So when opportunity came knocking at her door, she very well could have went down and said, no, I'm going to be with my people. What? She talking about, I'm out of this thing. When I tell you deliverance will come, you got to be out that door. Amen. This is the last thing I want to tell you before the broadcast ends. But what I want to say to you is that if God has given you something, stop beating yourself up so much because you didn't get at that thing, or I didn't get at it yet, Father. You gave it to me 6 months ago, and I haven't touched it. I looked at it. You gave it to me a year ago or a couple of years ago. That thing is not going to leave you. It's going to keep burning on the inside of you. It's going to keep stirring up on the inside of you. Let me tell you, I wrote things in my journal, even though my children are old now, they're grown, but what happened was that everything that I jotted down, everything that I wrote out, God and his timing start doing it. Now, could I have done it years ago? I probably could have, but I kind of like buried that and just continued to be the mother God called me to be. Amen. But I did not live out some of my dreams at that time. Now, could I have? Yes, I could have. But I let everything get in the way of that. But let me tell you, but when it's in you, it's in you. See, I had to get to a place where I stopped beating myself up about what I didn't do years ago and what I'm doing now. So when that opportunity came again, bam, I was ready for it. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is that things that you have to blow the dust off of, things that you say, God, I failed you. Hallelujah. He is a forgiving God. We glory be to God. See, man will tell you that you failed them, but God, you can never fail God. And if you did fail God, he's a forgiving God. He will forgive you for your sins. Get back up and do that thing again. Ask God to help you move out in that thing. And even though you may be really busy, ask God to give you time. While my daughter was in dance class, I was in the lobby writing some things out, journaling some things, working on some things. While my son was in music school, I was sitting in the lobby writing some things out, doing ministry work, doing all kind of stuff. See, God allowed me to find some time to do it. And then he had the drop of my spirit. While your daughter in dance class, right, work on that book. While your son taking piano lessons, work on that book. See, he will drop stuff in your spirit when to do it. If you are a caretaker, he'll drop it in while they're eating lunch. Eat yours before that time, and then start dropping some things down and working on what I've given to you. So even if you're working a full-time job on your lunch break instead of sitting around with your coworkers, no, start dropping some stuff down and working on that plan that, woo, Jesus, hallelujah, God, that thing that I have given to you, stop working on it. Start working on it. Don't allow nothing to hinder you, because see, it's us that make excuses for that thing. But allow God to do that thing through you. If you get to your job earlier, that 15-minute time, don't lollygag with your coworkers. Do the work. Start jotting, working on some things. See, it's us that we fail our own self. God don't fail us, but he has given you a second chance to get back at that thing. Stop looking at the reason. And let me tell you, and if you did share what you want to do, and you shared it with your friend or your coworker or somebody within your house, and they don't see it, they ain't supposed to see it. Because, see, they can't gravitate to it, because God didn't give them that. He gave it to you. When he gave you that baby, he put that baby in you. I'm talking about your baby as your dreams, as your goals. He put that in you, so they're not going to understand certain things. And then sometimes when you look at an actual baby, and you may say, oh, I got to do that. Folks look at you like, are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. I know what I got to do for my child. Folks ain't going to understand. They ain't going to understand it. But you understood the assignment that God gave to you, so you carry it out. And even if it's that baby I'm talking about is your dream or your goal, or you're carrying it on the inside of you, folks ain't going to understand it. They're not going to understand it. And I'm going to tell you this. When I had wrote my first book, Shattered But Not Broken, and I asked my sisters, I said, wait a minute. I said, Mom, support me on everything. And I'm talking about my book, and she's like, yeah. I said, Mom, happy? And they was like, yeah, Mom, happy for you. And then God dropped in my spirit just like that. I didn't give that to your mother. That's your baby. That's your thing. I'm like, oh, my God. And guess what? When I had my books on it, my mom bought about 50 books and gave it to all of her friends. So what I'm saying to you is that her excitement is not my excitement. Her excitement is how she's excited. I'm excited because that's something that I was carrying. That baby was something that was on the inside of me that I was actually carrying, my thing that I was carrying. So what I'm saying in the moment, but it's okay, because their rejoicing is going to be different than yours. Amen? So what I'm saying to you is get back to the work. Get back to the work what God has given to you. Someone asked me years ago, and they came to me and they said, listen, do you want to open up a Dunkin' Donuts? And everybody knows years ago I loved Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I couldn't even dream as big as opening up a Dunkin' Donuts with them. They wanted to open up a franchise. At that time, it was $15,000 to open up. We could have went to the small business loans and grants and stuff, but I just could not wrap that around my mind to own a Dunkin' Donuts. But the crazy thing about it is that I was dreaming for my children, but I wasn't dreaming for myself. Oh, I was dreaming for them. I was not dreaming for myself. So what I'm saying to you is that years later, the opportunity came back again, and out of nowhere, God dropped in my spirit coffee, start a coffee business. And then I said, you know what, God? I went back at that thing again. And so I went and now I sell coffee online. And pretty soon some great things coming from that as well. But what I'm saying to you is that God will give you a second chance to go back at that thing. When God gave it to me, he knew I wasn't going to be able to comprehend it because I wasn't dreaming that big. But then what happened was years later, I began to dream again, put it in my spirit as clear as day. So what I'm saying to you, I'm getting back to the lesson. Even though Joshua and Caleb years ago couldn't conquer the land then, because the men that was with them was like, we can't conquer this land, even though they was ready to go, years later it came back up again. You think God forgot about you? You think God forgot about that thing that he's planted on the inside of you? I don't care if it's real estate, what you have going on. God has given you that task. Get back and do it. If it's buying properties, ask God to give you the resources to go in and start buying some properties. Go into real estate. Whatever God has given you to do, just do it. People have opened up businesses in their 80s. People have opened up businesses in their 90s. Do it. Stop looking at your age. I'm too young. I'm too middle-aged. I'm too old. Stop looking at that. Amen? Go back at that thing again. But this time when God visited me, oh, my mindset had changed. I was in a different place being an entrepreneur and dreaming for myself and not just dreaming for my children, but dreaming for myself. All the stuff that God had given me to write down in my journal, all the things that he had given to me, get back out there and do it. Amen. God bless you all. I enjoy this podcast on day. I enjoy it every day. But what I'm saying to you is that get back at that thing and stop beating yourself up about what you didn't do last month and the year after that and the year before that. Stop and just get back and do the work. I came from Joshua chapter 2 today talking about Rahab, when deliverance is at your door. When it's there and it's knocking, do something about it. Just don't sit back and say, oh, God, deliver me. No, play your part. What Rahab part did she play in being a prostitute and helping out those spies and hit them when they came? Uh-huh. Well, listen, when you come back here again, save me and my house. She was tired of it. She was ready to live a whole brand new life, leave everybody behind, but take her family with her. And that's what God did and honored that. Ooh, she was a woman of faith, believing God. She believed God, a God that she didn't serve, but a God who she knew about how mighty he was. And then when it was her turn to come serve him, she said, look, let me serve. Let me be who God called me to be. I'm out of here. Hallelujah. So amen. So God bless you all on today. I enjoyed y'all so much. Don't forget to register for the conference. It's June the 24th. The early bird special is going to end May the 31st. So you got to be up on it. Don't miss the early bird special, you guys. you can go to Eventbrite, which is Hope Victorious 2023, or you can even cash at me, Hope Victorious. Everything is above. So it's easy to get to. Yes. So God bless you all. Hey, Penny. I'm so happy that you all came on, and those who are dialed in, hello to you. Those who are going to watch the replay, and it's also on YouTube. So God bless you. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for every person that's on this call on today. I praise God for them, God, the ones who dialed in, the ones who listen to Facebook Live, the one who's going to watch the replay, the ones who are on YouTube. God, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you, God. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Touch all of our hearts, God, and our minds, God. Shift, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send, God, deliverance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send resources, God, that we'll be able to live, breathe, and think clearly, God. We love you, we love you, we love you, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. And tell somebody you love them on today. God bless you all. I enjoyed y'all so much today. I enjoy y'all every day. Every time y'all on, I enjoy y'all. Amen. So let me see. Can I read off a couple of names? I have to take my magnifying glass. Good morning, Marisha. Hey, cousin. Good morning, Evangelist Weiss. So you all go back. Hey, Penny, go back and listen to the replay. Amen. So listen to the replay. So I'll see you all again soon. Sorry, my throat is all. Amen. So God bless you all, and I see y'all again on next Tuesday. God bless you.